Ephesians chapter 3, a subject that I believe that's going to change the whole paradigm shift. It's a paradigm shift. It's, the Lord is working as we in these faith classes. And he told it to me a good many ways, and I was trying to catch it clear. Ephesians chapter 3, trying to catch it clear. But it boils down to these words: keeping your faith soaked in love. Now, I don't know how powerful that sounds to you, but when we get through, we're going to show you some things that faith that is not soaked in love cannot go there. I'm going to read two scriptures, Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness, underline that word boldness, because when your faith soaks in love, no matter what come, you're bold. Boldness. Everybody say boldness. Boldness. See, that's one aspect. Once you soak your faith in love, and we'll read other scriptures around it to get the whole picture of it, there is a boldness that you have no matter what's going on. Because when you have the love of God wrap around you and you know God loves you, you know he's not going to leave you, nor forsake you, he's not going to let you down. Even though things don't look right. So there's a certain amount of boldness you have when Paul going to pray. They're going to need to have this, and they know how to get it by soaking their faith in love. We're actually going to see your faith soaked in love in this text. You're going to see it. And then he said, in whom we have boldness. And look at the next word. And what?
Access.
Access. Access. Say access at home there. Access. Access. See, faith. Faith. Yeah. Faith supposed to give us access of everything that God has. That's why he gave us faith. When God gave us faith, he gave us himself. You see? And so access, so now whatever you've been having problem with that you know is rightfully yours and your blessing, and don't seem like your prayer been getting a hold of it, and don't seem like it's not moving fast enough, after this morning, things will start moving at a pace that you can't keep up with. Access. And then the third word, with confidence. Underline that word. So you got boldness, access, and confidence. When that faith is soaked properly in love, you'll have that. Let me read the whole verse. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. By the faith of him. Now that reminds me of Galatians 2:20, you know, that we live by the faith of the Son of God. And then the next verse is verse 17 of the opening, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Notice both texts, 12 and 17, have the word that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being, now here, oh my goodness, rooted and grounded in love. Now I'll go on reading because I want you to see what that love is doing here. The 18th verse, may be able to comprehend. See, there's a comprehension in the spirit that you're not going to have unless your faith soaks in love. There are things that God will say around you and say to you, but you will not be ready to receive it because the love is not there. Now, the opposite of love is anger, hate, fear. All those things are wiped out of your faith when you soak your faith in a flood of love. Flood of love. I like that. Flood of love. Flowing in love. Oh my, I feel the Spirit. Flowing in love. Now, let me read that 17th verse again. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. But notice it's not just by faith. That you're being rooted. And underline that word rooted, because that means you're not a shallow Christian. That means you're not on top of the surface talking all these words and speaking to the mountain. You got to get down, dig down to speak with authority, rooted and grounded. In other words, I'm not going to be easily shaken. Let the wind blow. You follow what I'm saying? Grounded in what? Love. May be able to comprehend with all sin. Now here we go. What is the breadth, underline breadth, and length, and depth, and height? Now I want you to understand. When you talk about breadth, length, depth, and height, we're still dealing with love. We're still dealing with dimensions that our faith should have in love. Frequencies that our faith should have in love that is beyond normal. Because the 19th verse revealed what he's talking about. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Listen to this. Keeping your faith soaked in love. Faith that lives in a love flood flow will win every case that come up before it. Oh my goodness. Listen. Faith that lives in a love flood flow will win every case that comes up before it. You're through losing. You tune in this morning, you're through losing. Every ability of the spirit will be available at all times. Oh my, you're preaching, Leroy. Listen, I want you to rehear this. We're talking about keeping your faith soaked in love. We talked about boldness, access, and confidence. We talked about being rooted and grounded. We talked about the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of love. How powerful it is. And here he says, faith that live in a love flood flow will win every case. We'll win every case. I won't emphasize this. We'll win every case. What case are you dealing with right now? Where you tuned at? Where you at? In Chicago? Where are you? Gonzaga, where are you? Every case. We'll win every case that come up before you. From this day forward, you will win with your faith soaked in love every case that come up before you. There's nothing can whoop faith in love. And then, every ability, see, I'm not going to rush this morning. Every ability of the spirit will be available at all times. When your faith is soaking up, every ability, you know what I'm saying? Every ability, oh my goodness. So before I show you some things, how Paul come to this prayer, he's actually praying for your soul. The one in Ephesians 1, he's praying for your spirit. Here he's praying for your soul because your spirit and soul have to connect properly. And so a man's soul, the inner man, the heart, is talking about the soul. He's talking about having love in your soul. Because remember Jesus said, I got it down in my text, that love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. It's developing your soul that your soul can flow with the Spirit and with the Holy Ghost. Now, here's what I wrote early this morning. Today you will receive, and this message is going to show you that, an apostolic and prophetic teaching on faith. The Apostle Paul is given, I'll show you a verse to show you that. Look at verse 5, Ephesians 3:5. Which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now what? That's a word you need to get. Revealed. Yes, sir. There's a lot of revealing about the thought taking place in your life. Yes, sir. A lot of revealing of who around you and what they want. A lot of revealing about about that problem, why it came up. It came up to make you stronger.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Your inadequacies and your insufficiencies and your inabilities are there for a reason, for you to depend upon God more. I don't want to get rid of all of my insufficiencies. I don't want to get where I can just talk and have a mind game and think that I can walk with God and just talk. No, I need to feel my infirmities so I can take a hold of that grace and mercy so I can walk with God as a humble man and not be high-minded. So your flaws are there for a reason. Your flaws are there for you to keep depending on God. He never going to take them all away. I don't want him to take them all away. I need to feel my insufficiencies so I can get on my knees sometime. Oh, y'all don't want him. Let me preach up in here. Listen, the fifth verse said, we're proving something. Now, we're proving this apostolic, prophetic teaching going to need apostolic and prophetic listeners. So I have to raise this church to another level as I talk as an apostle and talk from a prophetic platform. I need the church. That's why I pray for your hearing. I pray for your seeing. I pray for your understanding. I pray that you have access as I speak because you're going to another level. Yeah, you see, you're talking about your faith being soaked in love. When something comes, your faith is in a flood already. It's in a love flood. The devil screaming, the situation screaming, and you in the flood. You're wet with God. Now listen. I brought you this verse to show you. Verse 5. Which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed, Paul talking at that time, unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So, the prayer that started at verse 14, Paul is praying it so you can understand that we're going into another dimension of the Spirit. Right. So you're going to have your faith soaked in the love of God to be able to understand what we're saying. Right. This is not regular church. So what I'm saying to you listening, this is not a regular service. I like the way the young lady took us in the Spirit today singing. This is not a yield. Learn how to yield to him, see? So let me read this to you again. Today you will receive an apostolic and prophetic teaching on faith. Listen, that will change the frequency of your faith to a larger, listen, capacity of believing and receiving. I know two people heard me. This apostolic and prophetic teaching on faith, which worketh by love, will change the frequency of your faith. If you yield now, if you listen, if you're paying attention, if you're going to a routine, a religion, or just a church, you got to listen because this is fresh off the press. Change the frequency of your faith. This morning, the frequency, good God Almighty, of your faith is about to make a leap. Mountains around you are trembling right now. And then increase the frequency of your faith to a larger capacity of believing and receiving. A larger capacity of believing and receiving. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, let me go back and show you something in the chapter. Verse 3, I want you to underline the word revelation and mystery. Revelation and mystery in verse 3. In verse 5, I just read it to you, now revealed unto his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. Underline that. Now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit. All right? In verse 6, I want you to underline the word promise. Underline the word promise because I'm carrying you somewhere. I'm carrying you somewhere. Why Paul had to pray this prayer. He was telling them so much They were not going to be able to understand it unless he explained how they can believe for it. Are you following me? Notice in verse 8, at the end of that verse, underlined, unsearchable riches of Christ. This man's teaching unsearchable riches of Christ. So he know these people about to enter into a crisis if he don't explain to them how to soak their faith in love that they can be rooted and grounded and go deeper. Notice in verse 10, we're talking about the information here that is so grand. Your faith, let me go back up. Your faith after the day will start working through in the unsearchable riches of Christ. And then in verse 10, your faith will start functioning in the manifold. Last part of verse 10. Wisdom of God. Good God Almighty. See, faith that soaks in love works in unsearchable riches. Yes, faith that soaks in love operate in revelation. Yes, faith that soaks in love operate in the promises of God freely. Manifold wisdom. You got that underlined? Huh? Yes, and then we have a text in verse 12. You got boldness, access, confidence. And then notice verse 14 now, Paul said, for this call, for all of this revelation, for all of this information, I better pray for you now. Y'all ain't going to be the handle. See, I'm about to bring you to a place where you'll be able to comprehend. You'll be able to receive are y'all listening? Be able to receive the revelation. So Paul said, for this call, because of the manifold wisdom, because of the unsearchable riches of Christ, because of the confidence, boldness, access, because of revelation, because of the mystery I'm telling you, for this call, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family in heaven knows his name, that he would grant you according to the, now look, notice verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Underline that, the riches, oh, I want to dance. The riches of his glory, the riches of his manifestation, the riches of his presence, the riches of his demonstration, the riches of God putting his arm around me when I look like I'm by myself. Oh my goodness, somebody, God put his arm around somebody right now. Yes. Somebody who need God arm around them. I mean, not just by faith, they need to feel a hug. The riches of his glory, man, manifold wisdom of God. Unsearchable riches, the riches of his glory. You see all this stuff?
Yes,
to be strengthened with might. Now, this is what I want you to get. To be strengthened with might by his spirit where?
In the inner man.
Inner man mean what? Heart, soul. That Christ may dwell in your inner man by faith. That you're being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all sin. What is the breadth, length, and depth, and height? My God. She's talking about that love. Because now we're going to be able to dance in verse 20. Uh-huh. See, with this insight, verse 20 become yours. Verse 20 yours now. In reality, in revelation. Now unto him that is able. See, your faith that soaks in love enable him to do this. Yeah, see, your faith might get in trouble in all of this without love. See, love know the whole picture. Love, says, you see, in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13 says, we have hope, faith, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So faith and hope need love to carry. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. I'm just trying to get through this. Here in this text, there are many strong spiritual factors involved. That's why he had to pray.
Yes, sir.
You had to shift your faith into another level.
Yes, sir.
So I say to you, listen with the expectancy to receive. And all your results will start to change now. Now, this is real. This is God talking to you now. All of your results, all of your requests It's about to change now as you, as a flood of love, carry your faith with currents that you've never been in before. Many of you are your faith ready. Your faith ready to take you to another level. Your faith ready. You've been studying the Word of God for a long time. Here, apostolically and prophetically now, the Lord is taking you into the body of Christ. The whole body of Christ, not just Word of Life. See, the Lord, apostolic and prophetically, is speaking to the world. And he's taking ministers and taking churches into a flood of love that Satan can't trip your faith. Has your faith ever been tripped? Come on, let me see your hand. Y'all hold your hand up. My faith been tripped many times. But what I'm hearing right now, it will not be tripped no more. Because see, with this understanding now, when that thing upsets you, you will recognize that it's the enemy. It even not that poison. Love kick in. And you know what rides piggyback on love, right? Forgiveness. See, when your love kick in, forgiveness jump on the back of love and say, forget it. Let me handle it. All right, you got that? All right, so now. Any faith effort in your life that has been stuck will be pulled out with ease. Listen, anything you've been believing for, if the project been 7 years, it doesn't matter. This morning, your 7 year project come to an answer. She said it's going to be easy. Any faith effort that has been stuck will be pulled out with ease. Then he told me, right, he said, he told me, right in Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him to believe. Now, I'm hearing this. The reason your faith take upon a new dimension, the reason your faith taking on a new frequency, because now your faith going to be able to believe further. Believe for more. Believe deeper. You see? Because actually, what the Holy Ghost is doing is sending your faith into a rest. You're not going to operate in regular faith no more. You're operating with faith that is soaked in love. Galatians 5:6 talking about circumcision and uncircumcision, don't matter nothing, but his faith was worked by love. And Romans 5:5 says, he baptized your hope in love. Your faith baptized in love, your hope baptized in love, my God. So powerful. That's why 1 Corinthians says you can have faith and you can have the gift of the Spirit, but you don't have love, you're nothing. So if your faith don't have love, your faith nothing. He talked about giving your body to be born. 1 Corinthians 13. He talked about it. So you can know everything. You can have the gifts of the Spirit working. So you don't have love, you're nothing. So what I'm saying, what I'm making a comparison, if all that powerful stuff is invalidated without love, I believe my faith been invalidated someplace, because sometimes I get hot. You ever got hot before? You follow what I'm saying? But that love hold your faith back from extreme that the devil try to stir up. You already got him whipped, but he got to take your power from you. I said, what? He take your power and use against you. Everything that you are not winning at right now, you have given your power over to the enemy. You've given him permission. All paralyzed faith be healed today. all of your faith that has been buried in the grave or the world system, I call it the resurrection today. I feel the prophetic. I see you saying things and it come to pass before you finish the sentence. Because what you're hearing this morning is 738 online. What you're hearing this morning is apostolic and prophetic for the church to start speaking, and before you can finish saying it, the baby is born. Your measure of faith will take on maturity. Go to Romans 12:3. Look at your measure of faith. Your measure of faith will take on maturity because now, I never heard it before, your faith about to get in your mind. You're going to thank faith. Your faith about to work in your conscience. You're going to have conviction of faith. Your faith even going to be in your emotion. And Lord, 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 your faith going to be in your imagination. Your vision is about to take off like a Falcon 900. I know because I own one. That thing taking off, that thing taking off. Every jet in there, respect that Falcon because you got three engines. Your faith going to have three engines. The average jet got two engines. But this morning, as your pastor flying a plane with three engines, your faith about to take on three engines. Do things you never thought you can do. Stop things you never thought you can stop. Start things you never thought you can stop. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see that in Romans 12:3, that God dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now he said, now I'm going to give you something about faith here. I'm going to give you something now when your faith is soaking love. I'm going to give you something you could do you couldn't do before then. Can I give you that? Out of that voice. Romans 12:3, I'm going to give you something you couldn't do. Now you're going to be able to do it from now on. He said, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. But you notice in there, he's saying, think highly of yourself. Don't just read it. Yes, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Yes, than you ought to think. But you ought to think highly of yourself. Yes, yeah, you never saw that. You just beating yourself down on the ground. He's trying to tell you something. Think highly of yourself, but a highly of yourself, a self-yield to God. Yes,
that's good, sir. That's good.
You got it?
Yes,
your measure of faith will take on maturity in moments while meditating these truths that I'm ministering to you. Your measure of faith in moments, your measure of faith will leap to another measure because love depth, love height, love length, love strength will be upon you. Listen, I got good news for somebody. Faith blockers and faith stoppers will be dealt with powerfully. Everything been blocking your faith, everything been stopping your faith, going to be dealt with powerfully because now your faith is soaked in the love of God. Your faith. Everybody say my faith. Say it again. Say it again. Will start unfolding mysteries in your life today. Any mystery you're dealing with, your faith will start unfolding it. Anything you don't know what to do. Turn to Amos 3:3. You brought your shouting clothes? Amos 3:3. Turn there. Amos 3:3. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Now, I'm about to show you something this morning here at this point. When the Lord showed me this, I said, wow. Here's what I want to show you. Your faith will begin to flow strongly in agreement with God's faithfulness. Your faith will begin to flow strongly in agreement with God's faithfulness. Amos 3:3. In other words, you and God, now you and God can walk together in your faith, because your faith, see, when he says soaking your faith in love, you know, John tells us, God is love. So you're soaking your faith in God's characteristic. My goodness. Now, let's look at some things here. Ephesians 3 is a powerful chapter, but he's talking about, let's go back to our text in the 12th verse, Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence. I see boldness, access, and confidence cannot work by the faith of him, by Jesus' faith. And then that the 17th verse is that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Write this down. I'm going to give you some text and some insight on this type of faith. The Holy Ghost will keep the love of God pouring in your heart. The Holy Ghost will keep the love of God pouring in your inner man. The Holy Ghost will keep the love of God pouring in your soul. Now, why is that needed? Turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to give you some scriptures and back up for this. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. I always like to read all five verses. And you want to make a note, you're in a position now to handle all tribulation. I said you're in a position now to handle all tribulation. Tribulation in the past, tribulation in the present, tribulation that will come in the future. You're ready to handle all type of trials and tests and temptation. The Holy Spirit will keep the love of God pouring in your soul. Now in Romans 5, 1, notice that. Therefore, watch it now, being justified, declared righteous, so I have certain things belong to me, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be so peaceful after the day. You're going to enter into a divine rest that you have never seen before. I prophesy in your life, in your home right now, a divine rest in your bedroom, in your everywhere you're walking, where you're sitting right now. Divine rest wrap around your chair, because your love, your faith is soaking the love of God. Look at this thing, Romans 5, 2 now. We're going to see that word access again. How many of y'all like access to what you desire? By whom also we have access. By faith into this grace, we have access, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Oh, my Jesus. We glory in tribulation. See, that's why I talk to you about your inadequacies, your shortcomings. I do a lot of studying. I read a lot of books. And I found out God taught me in my prayer rocker. God said, these guys talking about being positive minded and being psychological strong. He said, they're leaving me out. They're taking their mind and accomplishing some material thing, but they don't have me. He said, take the whole package. You can use your mind, but let me use your mind. All right, I just finish it for those of y'all studying everything and going out and, you know, come on back in. All right, so it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing verse 3, knowing that tribulation work is what? Patient, and patient experience, and experience hope. Now notice verse 5. Notice verse 5. And hope make it not ashamed, because, there's a because, The love of God is shed abroad in our heart, soul, inner man, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 22. I'll be through in a minute. Matt, but I want you to see the element of soaking your faith in the love of God. What how important it is, you see. How important it is, because it gives you access, it gives you boldness, it gives you confidence. Oh, my goodness. Here, when you soak your faith in love, it covers all spiritual laws and all gifts of the Spirit, all fruits of the Spirit, all manifestation, all demonstration, all come under love. When you soak, see, here in Matthew 22, they ask you Jesus this question. Come on, let me, Matthew 22. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Y'all at home, y'all got to help me preach this thing now. I'm almost through, but y'all got to help me. Don't just say that. Help me. Say hallelujah. See, when you say hallelujah at home, it come here. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Atmosphere. That no dissing in the spirit. Glory to God. I feel his presence. Hallelujah. I'm pretty much up in. Hallelujah. There's no distance. I'm locked in at your house. I'm locked in your car. Wherever you are, let the Spirit of God, the self-same Spirit here in Darrow, let it flow. 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 I expect the miracles and the signs and the wonders to start happening right now. We don't have to wait the week after next. Next week. No, the supernatural start this morning. Be healed. Be delivered. Be free. Joy come back in your home. Oh, my. My Lord. Here in 22. Matthew 22, verse 23, the same day came unto him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asking him, saying, Master Moses, if a man die, no, that's not the text I want. I want 22 and 35. That sounds like I thought to preach that though. 22:35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempted him and said, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you something here. You see now, all of you who are ministers of the gospel, when you're preaching, you don't want to be perfect. When you're preaching, see like I went in the other text? That don't bother me at all. Don't bother me at all, because I know I have infirmities. But I know the Lord's going to help me. See, if you perform it, you're going to try to keep everything in line and you're going to miss the Holy Ghost. You understand? When you're preaching, you can't have no faith to save. You just yield to the Spirit, and then people need to know you got some inadequacies and infirmities in you. Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Our sufficiency, listen to me, always remember this, no matter how much word you know, no matter how long you've prayed in tongue, always remember your sufficiency is God. Your sufficiency is from God. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. If I never told you anything, don't ever forget that. That's why I enjoy my ministry. And 35th verse says, then one of them which was a lawyer asking him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Now, notice what Jesus said in verse 37. This is a powerful verse. Mm-hmm. Jesus, and notice he's talking about your soul. Yes, sir. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Can't do it without love. Can't do it without your faith soaking love. See? And with all thy soul and with all thy mind. How many of y'all love him that much? Yes, sir. See? See, this is the first and great commandment. Now, if you think you're perfect, you can't love him like that. See. Your insufficiency and your inadequacies and your infirmities attach you closer to God. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. Oh, hush. Yeah, I'm calling your name. You won't. See, you won't get close to God. You recognize you're not perfect. He's perfect. But his perfection in you is in his love. Whew. So let me get to it. Jesus said in verse 37 unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So he's telling you to love yourself too. Verse 39, do you love yourself? He's telling you to love yourself. People tell you beat yourself down. No, he said love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, how you going to love me? You're a non-loving thing. So I'm talking about I love you. You don't even love yourself. You won't even comb your own nappy head. You won't dress right. Then you're talking about you love me. Verse 40. Look what the verse 40 says. Do you ever, every time I read this verse, I get, you. On these two commandments hang all the law, every spiritual law, and any prophet, all the prophet, every prophet, hang on that aspect of operating in love. Yes, sir. I'm going to close in a minute, but so Ephesians 3:16-20 takes you on a trip it's an inner experience of your faith being soaked in the love of God. Revelation, understanding, mysteries. Turn back to our text and I'll close. Ephesians 3. Hopefully some things have been said. Only the Holy Spirit can help us to eat this properly. But I felt his presence. I still feel his presence. Yes, because keeping your faith soaked in love is what Paul said to, after he told him about the manifold wisdom of God, the unsearchable riches and the mysteries and God's eternal purpose even in there. Boldness, access, and confidence. He said, you're not going to understand me unless your faith is soaked in love. Now that grand scripture in Ephesians 3:20 now is all yours. I said the grand scripture in Ephesians 3:20 this morning I've taught you is all yours now. Uh-huh. All the things that Ephesians 3:20 says will start happening in your life. And notice the first word, when he's going to start. Notice what Hebrews 11:1 said. What's the first word of Hebrews 11:1? Now, we're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about right here and right now. Those manifestations. What are they? I want you to read Ephesians 3:20 with me now from knowing how to keep your faith soaked in love. Y'all ready? Read behind me now. Now unto him that is able to do. Ooh, Lord. You're supposed to say, ooh, Lord. Exceedingly abundantly. Now, pause. Think about that. Now, that teaching, this teaching brought you to that point. So now you can expect exceeding and abundantly flowing in things of your desire. Above all that we ask or think. Woo! Prayer and meditation. Prayer and thinking. And notice what it says now. According to the power that worketh in us. Say this. According to the power that worketh in me. After I heard this message this morning, I'll never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.